Radio Pulpit 657 AM your daily companion.
Ngimilele mlaleli egameni elihlele inkosi yethu Jesu waseNazareth ibingelelwa yimi sizwa kwaZuma la sikhuluma ngingqikithi yokholwa. Ngithemba ukuthi these programs are really ministering to you. Ngiyathemba nje ukuthi ziyakuphakamisa emoyeni, ziyaqinisa, and you are writing down all these verses that we are sharing because asikhulumi okuphuma ekhanda but sikhuluma lokhu okusezwini likaNkulunkulu. Nkulunkulu akubusise ke ku heart and soul in the name of Jesus. Namhlanje ke ngiyaqhubeka ke sikhuluma ngokuthi uNkulunkulu uzokulwela. God will fight for you. Last week ngiyaqala nge subtopic ethi you need to be able to stand. Let me read the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, verse 11, and bese ngizomjump again, verse 12, bese ngiya ku verse 13. Ithi, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Iqala lapho, you need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Verse 13, Ephesians 6, ngakhohlwa. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. So, kahle, the actual weapon, esinayo, is for you to stand. When the enemy comes for you, ukuthi akuthole umile, angakutholi uhleli phansi, angakutholi ulele, angakutholi kwenye position, but afuneka ukuthi akuthole umile, ume lapho, uma kuphi na, uma phezu kwezwi likaNkulunkulu, but uma kanjani, lithi, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord. You need to be strong in the Lord in order for you to be able to stand. Why does it say we need to be strong? Because there are other people who become weak in the Lord. I mean, remember the time when Jesus was walking towards the sheep, abafundi bakhe bahleli, and then bamfanisa bambona hamba phezu kwamanzi, kodwa ngenxa yokuthi bebangakaze bakubone lokho, baze bathuka nabo ukuthi hayibo kwenzakalani. Mhlambe bebazama ama marine spirit at the time, bacabanga ukuthi it's some kind of a demon or it's a ghost. Bebacabanga ukuthi it is a ghost. Baqala bamemeza uJesu wathi ukuthula makube nani, it's only me. And then uJesu, you know, waqhamuka wasondela, but kwathi kusesenjalo uPeter, ngoba bekathanda ukuexperimenta, wathi uma ngabe kunguwe Nkosi, ngicela ungibize nami ukuthi ngize la kuwe, nami ngihambe phezu kwamanzi. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu uJesu wambiza, and then bese waphuma emkhunjini, naye uPeter wahamba phezu kwamanzi, wamangala ukuthi how. Bese lithi zikaNkulunkulu i-focus yakhe yasuka kuJesu, yabheka ezinyaweni zakhe, wabona ukuzamazama kwamanzi, and then lithi zikaNkulunkulu he started to drown. Why did he drown now? It is because he allowed fear to enter into his heart. He allowed the law of gravity. Ayifundile ukuthi noma ngabe yini ijikijela phezulu izophinde yehle iye phansi, and there is nothing that can walk upon the water except for ships. And in a corner, because some ships, they are designed in a certain way, bonke lokho kwaba khona enqondweni yakhe, and then he began to sink, you know. So when the Bible says be strong in the Lord, you need to know your God. You need to know that we serve an omnipotent God. Sikhonza uNkulunkulu ongahlulwa yilutho. UNkulunkulu who's able to do anything consistent with his being. UNkulunkulu wadala amazulu nomhlaba. With his word, out of his mouth he spoke it and it was. Lilo yonkulunkulu ohamba naye. So isimo esikhathini esiningi siza sizoku-intimidate, sibukeka ngathi sinamandla ukudlula wena, kanti no, lo ohamba naye wuye onamandla. So lana lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, wherefore take unto you the whole armor. I lead to some of the armor. Sesa kuluma nge armor of God a couple of months ago. Sesa hlala futhi, I think hlale 3 months kuluma ukuthi ziyini ikhali zikamoya. So you can go to the podcast ekhona la ku Radio Pulpit. You can go to our app or just go to radiopulpit.co.za and then try to listen to these programs. Zikhona lapho where we actually are dissecting the different weapons of the armor of God. Lithi, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Litmaso ukwenze konke wena udinga ukuthi ume. You need to teach yourself to stand noma ngabe kwenzakalani empilweni yakho. Asifunde manje lana ku Psalms 125. Verse 1 liyangibusisa kakhulu lithi they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion which cannot be removed but abideth forever. Isizulu lithi bonke abathembela kuJehova bafana njengentaba yaseSiyoni engenakuzanyazanyiswa kodwa emiphakade. Lithi you are like Mount Zion if you trust in the Lord. Lalela, you need to trust in the Lord. Udinga ukuthi umthembe uNkulunkulu sekungasathembisi wena umthembe uNkulunkulu, trust him. You know nalapho sobona khona ukuthi yabona la hayi cha sekuphelile but umthembe uNkulunkulu. Lalela, ukumethemba uNkulunkulu it goes a long way because that's the one thing that's going to make you to stand. Zithi izinto zishaya ngapha nangapha but wena zikutholumile bese izimo ziyashaya zindlule wena uyofana njengesihlahla esimile. Yabona isihlahla the way is strong ngakhona nanoma ngabe singashayiswa imoto kuphela imoto isihlahla sisale simile. Usibhekele isihlahla ukuthi hayi akusina isihlahla esikhulu kangako but bheka ukuthi sime kanjani. Nawe udinga ukuthi ufane njengesihlahla. You need to stand and knowing ukuthi the God that you serve is definitely able to bring you through and also kuhle ukuthi ulazi izwi likaNkulunkulu so that you can know what the promises of God are empilweni yakho concerning the situation oyobe ubhekane nayo ngaleso sikhathi uNkulunkulu uzokulwela. Once again, ngizofunda Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Ke ngamfunda kula mavili adlulile, and I'm going to read it again. Uthi, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Unkulunkulu uthi ungesabi ngokuba unawe. And uyathembisa la ukuthi Uthi, be not dismayed. In other words, uthi ungadangali, for I am your God. The one thing that makes us to stand is to know the God that we serve. Tina, we do not serve an idol. Tina, we do not serve a God who's made out of wood, who's made out of gold, or anything ekhona la emhlabeni. But we serve the Creator of the universe, the Creator of everything ekhona, meaning that He is a being obonayo, ozwayo. Okhona nokuthi asindise. UNkulunkulu wakho uphezu kwako konke, uphezu kwemithi, uphezu kwabathakathi, uphezu kwezifo, uphezu kwezimo zonke. Zonke izimo ziyamthobela uSimakade. So I want you to stand, mlaleli, ume phezu kwezulu likaNkulunkulu. And as you stand upon the word of God, then uNkulunkulu uzoyisiza impilo yakho ukuthi ube able to fight. Yabona kwesinye isikhathi vele kuyenzeka lapho isimo sikushaya khona ungasazi nokuthi wenzeni, umthandazo kube ngathi sowuphelile. Kwesinye isikhathi kuba sengathi noma uthi uzama ukufasta umzimba uvele wale ukuthi uyafasta, uvele uthi ufastelani. If mhlambe une-chronic efana naboma high blood, kula ikhuphuka khona kakhulu, ubone kahle ukuthi vele feneke udle, or uthi noshukela funeke udle, uzibuze ukuthi uzoyenzani. Lalela, the biggest warfare, noma the biggest weapon is for you to stand. As long as you are standing, the enemy cannot do anything to you. Funeke ukuthi ume nje kuphela ungahlehli. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu ku-Hebrews 10 verse 38, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Mawungathi uyabhekisisa, uNkulunkulu expects us to have faith. Faith in who? Faith in him and his word. UNkulunkulu expects us to live a life of faith. I always say this and I'm going to re-emphasize it. Bathandekayo ukuthi njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, there's never going to be a time where you are not in a situation that demands your faith. We will always, even noma sekuthiwa unayo yonke imali oyidingayo, umsebenzi ukhona and whatever, because we are always fighting against principalities. We are in enemy territory asakhile la emhlabeni. There's always going to be a situation empilweni yakho esidimanda ukukholwa kwakho. You will always be in a position that demands you to have faith. So lithi zikaNkulunkulu, the just shall live by faith. Thina, we walk by faith, we live by faith. Impilo yethu ingukholwa. Bese uthi uNkulunkulu ohlehlela nyovana, umphefumulo wami awuzukuthokoza ngayo. Every time we apply our faith when we are in situations, it means that we are standing. And when we are standing, that pleases God because it also gives him a platform ukuthi azibonakalise ezimpilweni zethu. Ngiyakukhuthaza ke namhlanje ukuthi sukuma kuleso simo leso bese uyama. UNkulunkulu ulwela abamile. You need to stand. Stand upon the word of God. Stand upon the promises of God. Ungavumi ukudrowna in your situation. If you stand, you are giving God something to work with. Empilweni yakho. The biggest weapon is for us to stand, because after having done all, we need to stand. Unkulunkulu akubusise ke mlaleli. Until next week.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.